He's one of the most recognizable faces in sport. A veteran player of three World Cups, former England captain David Beckham is an ambassador for Qatar 2022. He was one of the big names attending a football conference hosted by Qatar's Aspire Academy, a center of sporting excellence that's produced many Qatari players who will appear in this year's finals.
Hey, how are you?
The World Cup kicks off in November for the first time, and Beckham says many players will benefit from the timing.
I think, you know, for the players, you know, to come in mid-season, you know I went into World Cups. I was lucky enough to play in three World Cups, and I know that I went into each one of those World Cups playing probably 50 to 60 games in the season. You know, players are coming into this World Cup after playing 25 games in their season, so they're going to be arriving fresh, excited. Their energy is going to be at top level. So I think what you're going to see on the pitch is probably like no other World Cup.
Beckham told me he's also envious of the compact nature of Qatar 2022.
It's the dream for fans, it's the dream for players, because, you know, in past World Cups, again, you know, we've had to travel, we've had to do that kind of thing, so it's not easy to recover after games. So yes, I would love to have played in this World Cup.
Predicting a winner, however, isn't something that the Manchester United legend is prepared to commit to.
There are no easy groups in World Cups these days, or big tournaments, or in leagues. You know, there are no easy games. So I believe that there will be some surprises. To predict it, you know, I'm not very good at predicting things. It's always great to see the host nation do well. So I think, you know, Qatar have got a very good young team that has been together for a long time. So it would be good to see the hosts do well for the country, for the region.
Qatar 2022 begins in less than 50 days, and David Beckham is looking forward to a great tournament. What is for sure for now is that this World Cup will be quite unlike any other in history. Suhail Malik, Al Jazeera, Doha.